in the interests of the citizens of Illinois if we work together across the campuses to do that as a university. Cooperative research grant applications, and we noted that there already are cross-campus collaborations in that area, and they've come from the faculty, and we need to attend to the successes that we see in those bottom-up initiatives and see if we can't build on those. And of course, we also discussed the need to overcome the structural and business operations barriers that sometimes bedevil us and while still maintaining the need for the necessary local control at each of the three campuses. Thank you.
Now, last but not least, the Black Group, group number 7, led by Donna McNeely. The scribe is Dr. Jorge Villegas.
Good afternoon. We had a great discussion like other groups, and I apologize if I'm going to be repetitive since a lot of the themes that have been talked before is most of what we need to talk about. But I teach advertising, and we know that repetition is good. So bear with me. If not, just ask Geico. Some of the comments that we have about the panelists. And by the way, I think we were more inclusive because in our conversation, we included a lot of comments about the chancellor reports as well. We thought that it was important to address those issues as well. And the three main issues that we talk about here is that we believe that we need to learn how to cooperate better and better, the three institutions together, the three campuses, but understanding that we're different in history, mission, and environment. UIC is what it is because of Chicago. UIS is what it is because of Springfield. And the same thing we can say about Urbana. So we need to understand that. We also mention a lot that we need to find new ways to admit students. Well, we talk about non-standardized tests, change admission process. We believe that's important. And the other main issue that we talk about for question number one is how do we take risks, just like the examples that we saw today, how do we take risks in order to move forward the university? We have different missions, we have different abilities, but how do we take risks based on that? So that's question number one. In question number two, the priorities that we found important, first was, how do we maintain our identity, who we are, yet we change our configuration as a university to adapt to a diverse student body? How can we be accessible and affordable to students that are going to be here in 5-10 years from now, but at the same time, maintaining our identity of who we are? Talking about that, another important priority that we found is that who we are, I think that all of the groups so far, they always come up with the same idea, who we are as a university and as a campus. What are the stories that we have to tell? Based again on the idea of who we are. What are core areas in order to move forward? And the final point on question number two is use of technology to create more access and more opportunities. The more that we get into these online technologies or other type of technologies, we're going to find more opportunities. We're going to be more nimble and able to do better things. How to sustain and encourage enthusiasm of the faculty? Well, first one we mentioned, level of communication. We need to communicate better from the Board of Trustees all the way down to the faculty, with staff, with students. It's important. Another important point is that if we have high aspirations, if each campus aspires to be the best, that's the reason why you stay in a place of your aspirations, not because, well, salary is important, no, don't get me wrong. But it's the ability to say we are in a great university. That's more important maybe than other things. We need to recruit, and we're doing a good process on that. Recruit the right people to leadership positions so we can be risky,